This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Fiona Rabar, board-certified dermatologist in Charleston, South Carolina, and also the host of The Spot Session, a podcast dedicated to exploring the world's rarest skin diseases. Dr. Rabar, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
And certainly looking forward to hearing from you, and thanks for your time, Dr. Rabar. So tell us about your background, for starters, in dermatology and your practice now to kick things off today.
Sure. So I did my training at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, and I did my dermatology training at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. And during my training, I did spend a little bit of time doing some mission work both in Haiti as well as Uganda. And I have been doing dermatology for nearly a decade now.
That's pretty awesome. You're giving back per your expertise. Awesome stuff there. Now, tell us what drew you to create your podcast, The Spot Session.
Well, there's a lot of different factors that went into it. You know, I've always wanted to create something that was meaningful outside of that traditional clinic setting, you know, something that is long-lasting and permanent. So when I was in training, a lot of that happened to be in travel to foreign countries, and I've always wanted to do something lasting abroad. But right now, I have two very small children, one that is still an infant, so that international travel has become a little bit more difficult than it used to be. So the podcast is a way that I've found that I can help contribute to my field and also contribute to the public's understanding of what dermatology is, and hopefully create something that is more lasting. You know, part of that is I think it's therapeutic, both for patients to express themselves, for them to be able to share these very personal, very meaningful stories, and then for others who are listening to realize that they're not alone, that there are these rare diseases, and when you count the number of patients who have these rare diseases, then it doesn't become so rare anymore, and if there's a community out there. So I'm hoping to be therapeutic and provide comfort both for the people who are sharing their stories, but also for the people who are listening. You know, it started, actually, the podcast itself started almost 2 years ago, so it's been a project of blood, sweat, and tears. But I was living in New York City. I had moved to New York City in Manhattan when I was 38 weeks pregnant, and I would not recommend anybody doing that. That was not the smartest move, but, you know, we moved. I was 38 weeks pregnant, and we had my first baby, and serendipitously, I ended up working from home that whole year. So it was me and this little amoeba blob that didn't speak for a whole year. And so I needed that intellectual stimulation. So I would go and listen to podcasts. I mean, I would devour everything, you know, NPR, and I loved stories. I just wanted to hear stories from other people. And so I realized that there's nothing that is based in dermatology, and there's actually very few, you know, kind of medical podcasts that are not out there purely for education, but also explore that human aspect of medicine, that story of the patient. And so I thought, well, you know, I would be the first one to start, and it really kind of snowballed from there.
And a fantastic idea there, and there are many, I'm sure, who are thankful that you took or were proactive on creating that and making that happen. Good for you. Now, tell us, why is it important to you to create content surrounding the medical side of dermatology in a world so focused on cosmetic?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that is exactly why I wanted to make this podcast, because I think dermatology is one of the most misunderstood fields in medicine, and I guess I'm sure every other field feels that way too, but you know, when I tell people that I'm a dermatologist, sometimes I'm confused for an esthetician. People always think that, okay, well, you're a dermatologist, then all you do is you focus on beauty. And while we definitely advocate for healthy skin, we're not just beauty experts. You know, we treat real disease, some that are very severe that, you know, people are hospitalized for. And I don't think a lot of people know that. I think even, you know, sometimes our colleagues, you know, other physicians, you know, don't necessarily think of dermatology and immediately think of rare disease or severe disease. While we do a lot of, you know, treatments that are considered more cosmetic, we do focus on the health of the skin, but we see so much medical dermatology. We see such fascinating disease that I think it's interesting, and it's also something that people have to be aware of, because if you're not aware of these things, then you're never going to diagnose it.
And totally agree with you there. Today we're speaking with Dr. Fiona Rabar, board-certified dermatologist in Charleston, South Carolina, here on eHealth Radio's Dermatology and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Rabar, what has been your favorite podcast episode so far that you've produced?
Gosh, I'd say it's probably cliche to say all of them, so I can't say that. But there are two, I guess, that come to mind. I think each one has a different audience. It's geared toward a different audience. Some of them are more psychosocial. Like, there's one about Michael Jackson and vitiligo that more explores, you know, the basis of race in disease. But there's two that really come to mind. One is an interview with Dr. Edwig Nagabirwa. She is a dermatologist in Uganda. She's actually a resident that I met when I was a resident in Uganda. And she has taught me so much about dermatology as a medical field, but also what it's like elsewhere. You know, we're so lucky. We have, you know, anywhere from, you know, one dermatologist to, you know, 1,000 patients, or maybe 1 to 10,000 patients, depending on where you live. But in Uganda, in the entire country of Uganda, there are only 15 dermatologists. So access to care is difficult there, but access to dermatology is like virtually non-existent unless you live in the capital, Kampala. So Edwig, she is a dermatologist, but she's fought, you know, so many hurdles. Her family was split up at a young age. She didn't grow up with her father. Her mother died giving birth to her sibling, and so all her siblings were split up when she was really young. She, you know, had to walk miles to school, and she came from a family that was not wealthy. And despite all of those hurdles, she still put herself through school. She, you know, graduated, went to medical school, and she became a dermatologist. And she is trying to revolutionize basically the field of dermatology in her entire country, which, I mean, you know, how many of us are doing that every day? So she's really been an inspiration. You know, she's written a book, and her computer got stolen, so she lost her book. But, you know, other people, we'd say, okay, well, I'm just going to give up, right? But she says, okay, well, I'm just going to do it again. You know, she's got a little boy. She's got a family like a lot of us do. But she still gets up and travels 2 hours to get to work every day and 2 hours to, you know, come home from work every day. She takes public transportation, you know, and she's just this inspiration. I've never heard her say one negative thing. And all she wants to do is just help patients and teach other practitioners about the basics of dermatology. And I'll give an example of what she told me, and it was so sad and so inspiring at the same time. She said she had seen this little boy in her clinic, and he had, you know, all these signs of steroid excess. Like, his other doctors had been giving him just steroids and steroids and steroids systemically, like by mouth and injections. And he had, you know, gained all this excess weight. And for an infant, you know, it can be very harmful. And so she took one look at him, and she said, he doesn't have eczema, you know, and that's what they've been treating him for months, just plain eczema. She was like, he doesn't have eczema, he has scabies, you know, and it's this infectious mite that lives on your skin that's easy to treat. You know, it turns out the whole family had scabies, but then none of the other family members could afford to have, you know, to be seen by a doctor, so all they did was take the infant to go see the doctor. And so, I mean, it's heartbreaking that something like that, it's easy to treat. It's, you know, it's preventable, you know, with, you know, it's all the downward consequences of all that steroid excess, that was preventable. And all it took, it was one look from Edwig. And, you know, I think, you know, in places like Uganda, there's so much that we can do. So, and I want to help her in every way that I can. So that's one of my favorite episodes. And I do have to mention there's one other one on porphyria. I don't know if anyone has ever heard of porphyria before. It's actually a group of diseases. But I do talk to one gentleman who has porphyria, and he is like this. He's this tough guy, you know. The way he says it, he's like, I drive truck, you know, and he's not one to whine. But his story is so human. It's so raw, and he gets emotional. And for him to really dig deep and be able to share such a personal story, you know, for such a tough guy to really open up and share his emotional side, it was really touching, and I think it made him very vulnerable in a way that a lot of us would not be comfortable doing. And he tells a beautiful story, and he also reminds the rest of us, you know, that if you see somebody else who's not dressed the way that we are, or maybe who doesn't look the way that we do, maybe there's a reason for that, and doesn't mean that they're strange or weird. You know, maybe they just have something else going on that we should all be compassionate.
Dr. Rabar, touching highlights there on some of the episodes that are available through your podcast, The Spot Session, and certainly I will be subscribing to this session as soon as we conclude our interview today, so you can count on that from this end. Tell us in conclusion, what content do you plan to create in the future with the podcast? Anything that you'd like to share?
You know, this started out as a passion project. I'm not funded by anybody. I have no ties to pharmaceutical companies. I mean, this is just purely something that I am doing out of, you know, my love of dermatology and my patients and the disease that we treat. So it's open to any direction. I am doing a bonus episode with Dr. Sandra Lee. She's probably more popularly known as Dr. Pimple Popper. So if you're looking, that's going to be my next episode out. And then we're going to see where it takes us. I'm open.
And that's the key, being open, and the rest falls into place. Really has been great to have had you with us today, with us, Dr. Rabar. I did want to ask you one thing before you go, and while we've got you, obviously. Any advice, it could pertain to anything about our skin care, anything you'd like to share that we could actually put into action ASAP, what would that be?
Oh, gosh. You know, I would say sun protection above and beyond everything else. You know, wear sunscreen, big hats, long sleeve shirts. You know, there was a study a long time ago that came out, and it was a woman who had an office job, and her desk was right next to a window. And every day she'd sit at that desk, and she got sun exposure on one side of her face and none on the other side of her face. And decades later, when they looked at her, when they took a picture, it was almost like a split face study. You know, the skin on the on one side looked like it belonged to a completely different person compared to the skin on the other side. And that shows you just by itself the effects that sun has on us. You know, skin cancer, obviously, but so many harmful effects. So, you know, take your vitamin D pill and stay away from the sun.
Dr. Rabar, great advice, and really appreciate your visit with us here today. Certainly enjoyed our time together. Where can listeners get further details on the Spot Session and also be in touch with you in regards to their skincare health?
Yeah, there is. So you can start with the website. It's www.thespotsession.com. So it's just THESPOTSESSION. You can also find it, The Spot Session, and you have to remember to write The Spot Session. You can find it on iTunes, Google Play. It's also on Spotify.
And certainly have the bases covered. Again, Dr. Rabar, all the best, and thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And it was certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Fiona Rabar, board-certified dermatologist in Charleston, South Carolina, and also the host of The Spot Session, a podcast dedicated to exploring the world's rarest skin diseases. And to tune in or to subscribe, visit thespotsession.com. www.thehealthradionetwork.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the Health Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.